Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
You can save $500 on the exciting Hustler Raptor flip-up mower with the quick flip technology. Push a button and the deck raises for cleaning, blade changing, and it stores in less space. Hustler with the industry's unmatched warranties. You'll be proud to say, I own a Hustler, and you can save $500 on your new Raptor flip-up. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com and save $500 on your new Hustler Raptor flip-up mower. Hustler, they're fun to run.
The cattle futures finished the week here with April feeders up 87 cents. 138.77 is a pretty good week here on the cattle. But May down 50 at 139.25. Live cattle in April up 22 cents, 129.85. Now, the cash trade this week looked like mostly about 132 on average in the south. So that was a really good week here. Last week it was 28 and 29. So that lifted the April live cattle, which expire next week at this time, up to 129.85. So really good, strong close here. Midday box beef choice was up $1.97, $2.1769. Select 204.06, up 49 cents. The on-feed report, which was released at 2 p.m., on-feed as of April 1st came in at 100% of the previous year. The expectations were 99.4, so right in line with expectations on-feed. The placements in the month of March were 111. We were looking for 106.5. So that was a bearish factor. And then marketed slightly larger at 110%. We were expecting 109.4. So overall, that report was deemed to be just a touch negative on that cattle on feed report. The other thing to note is that carcass weights are extremely lower. They're down about 10 pounds per carcass on the week and about 28 pounds lower than where they were last year.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain market was relatively uneventful today after yesterday's new contract lows for the July Kansas City wheat. Today they had some follow-through selling. They went down to 411 and a quarter, but finished the day up 2 cents at 417 and a half. So really, really decent close despite the new lows yesterday. Chicago wheat was less fortunate, down a penny or so at 421. Now soybeans had an announcement this morning of 146,000 metric tons sold to an unknown destination, and that helped lift them up. They were up 4 to 6 cents. Corn was down a penny to a penny and a half. Now there's talk of a Brazilian cargo load worth of corn being shipped out of Brazil and into the East Coast, North Carolina. Now what impact that'll have there on the local markets on the East Coast are thought to be negative. Several different reasons on why that could be happening. Some people are saying that the price over there is too high. Some people are saying they have a vomitoxin problem on the East Coast. And so any way you look at it, that's more corn domestically. Also today we had May option expiration. As those options expire, that clears out the way there for the end of for the rest of the week or rest of the month of April next week. Today the Dow Jones down 14, 20,513. Crude oil is down a dollar. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.